Celavi. Have your leaves all turned to brown? Will you scatter them around you? Celavi. Do you love? And then how am I to know if you don't let your love show for me? C'est la vie. Oh, c'est la vie. Oh, c'est la vie. Who knows, who cares for me? C'est la vie. In the night, do you light a lover's fire? Do the ashes of desire for you remain?
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Show up. reflection, she said, it's much too white. He said, come here and stare up into the light. And said, you're right, let me tell a second mother it's been done. But the second mother with the seventh son, they were out on that highway in 61. Ruby Gallow was very bored, trying to create the next world war. And he found a promoter, fell off the floor and said, I've never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yeah.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
See that ass. challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Home to me, alright. But it's 100 miles. whether you could get that rap from someone else. And I could make an observation if you want the voice of a generation, but I'm too self-absorbed to give it clout.
Just a phase, I'll grow. There's no hope, I know. thank you all. It's been a band of roses. No pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race. But I'm gonna lose. We are champions of prayer. And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
You
otherwise. We can share what we got of yours, cause we done shared all of mine. Keep on rolling, just a mile to go. Keep on rolling, my old buddy, you're moving much too slow.
Looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of La Dolce Vita. Amelia tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. Then I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten doctor, commie rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday.